This is how we all came into the world.
This is Basics Guide to Women's Wrestling, your best source for women's wrestling commentary and recaps. And this is coming out a little bit late because Big Brother just premiered and this is going to be a thing now. I'm pretty sure you all watch Big Brother because if you watch wrestling, you appreciate good story and drama. I'm your semi-basic host, Liz.
I'm Joseph. There's not story in there.
Sure there is. It's all
how the
stars.
Producers get their people to the finish.
I mean, it's been such garbage the last few seasons that now there's actually like real players and not ones that are like, let's go with the house. What does the house want? Anyway.
Yeah, this isn't a Big Brother podcast.
No, I mean, it's not going to be for everyone's sake. But it probably will affect like the schedule of recording now because it's on Wednesdays and Sundays and Mondays.
Tuesdays.
I don't know. It's a lot of days. Well, anyway. Let's just get into it then. SmackDown last week was, well, this whole few shows have been very, like, women-dominated. Yeah. It's been pretty crazy to see, but, I mean, it's moving along. It's good.
Yeah. So they had two women's spots on SmackDown?
Technically.
Oh, yeah, actually. Yeah.
So the first one was Naomi versus Lacey Evans again.
For some reason.
Hey, there's men's matches that happen for some reason.
That's true.
So, you know, we're all...
It's equal booking. Cool. I'm for it.
This one was not as interesting. I mean, we just get to see, like, Naomi on display, which is cool. But this storyline is just, it's not interesting at all.
I do have to apologize for comparing Lacey to Eva Marie last week, though.
Oh.
Because I saw, like, this time in the ring, she actually looked like she gave a shit about wrestling. Like, she's even above Nia in that sense. Like... When she did that powerbomb, I was like, God damn it. All right. She can go, but she just has no chemistry with anybody.
But the fact that you would compare her to Eva Marie after like not seeing any of her matches was just funny because
of Eva Marie stuff. She's just the worst.
You've been catching glimpses of her when I watch Total Divas reruns.
Yeah, I haven't even really, like, watched it. I've just caught it as I've been walking by.
I forget how awful she is. Like, I don't think she actually is like that. I really do think she was playing it up for the show. It's all very, obviously it's very scripted. But, the one that got me was when she was telling JoJo, because they were, like, competing for a spot to... like valet one of the wrestlers and they gave it to Eva Marie. So JoJo was upset and Eva was like, why aren't you happy for me? JoJo's like, well, like, it's not that I wanted it too. She's like, I thought we were going to be in this together. And like, you're supposed to be supporting me. This is the Eva Marie show. I hope they bring back Total Divas. Cause I do want to recap that show every week. So I don't know if anybody's interested. Yeah, so who won this one, Lacey or Naomi?
Naomi, no.
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember because the other stuff that happened and I didn't go back and watch SmackDown, but I'm pretty sure it was Naomi.
Some more story between Mandy and Sonya.
That was
happened
what threw
backstage.
Me off.
That
I
was
wasn't
crazy.
Expecting that.
Yeah, so Sonya.
So they're back from their quarantine.
Was it Mandy that was being quarantined?
You said
it
weren't
Sonya?
All of
yeah.
them on the boat?
That's right. It was them and, like, Liv.
They were probably filming Total Divas.
I hope so. No, that's kind of mean because, like, freaking Lana's whole family got COVID.
Yeah, I bet you that's what they were doing.
I haven't seen any. Yeah, I haven't seen any updates on them. I hope they're all okay. I don't know. Yeah, so Sonya's stalking Mandy Rose backstage. And then she, like, starts... beating her up in the makeup area and starts putting lipstick all over her face. And then...
pops her top.
Oh. I think that was like an accident.
No, she didn't do it on purpose. Yeah, it's just like, oh shit, now she has to go through the rest of this like holding her shit. Yeah.
They probably have double-sided tape.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't live, so...
And then freaking Sonya started cutting Mandy's hair.
Yeah.
Probably extensions. But
I thought
still,
she was actually going to cut her.
Like buzz her hair because she took out
when
clippers.
When she got the razors, I was like, oh crap, what is happening? And then I was like, they're going to go all in on this. I was going to applaud it. And then I was like, okay, it's still cool. But if she just went bald, that would be crazy.
I think Mandy could pull off the bald.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she could. But yeah, the random officials like came to break it up. Like, no, you leave Mandy's beautiful hair alone.
You've done enough.
God, Sonya.
Oh, ugly people are the worst.
It's not even that Sonya's ugly.
She's not at all.
It's because she has dark hair. That's why.
So in the wrestling world.
Hey. Bailey versus Nikki Cross. Nikki got her rematch. Is it a rematch? Yeah, it was her rematch, right? This one was really good to watch because, again, I don't know, it's more progression of Nikki and not being like some dopey little like co-host.
Sidekick.
She was actually like really, like she's really wanting it, but she just could not deliver.
She's just not good enough.
Just not good enough.
So we established that and then we moved on.
Oh, you don't want to talk about the match?
No, we can talk about the match. Yeah. I'm just saying that's what this match established. It's like, you're not good enough, so now you don't get the challenge for a while.
Yeah, because now who's going to challenge Bailey? Because really, like, their storylines between Chelsea her and Green. Sasha are, like, across Raw and SmackDown. Right now, we'll talk about it later, but basically, like, Bailey's being used in matches for Sasha. Sasha gets used in matches for Bailey, so there's really not, like, a formidable opponent for Bailey right now.
It's going to be Sasha when Shayna takes that belt.
So dumb. But whatever. Actually, you know what? The New Day was talking about their faction and not being broken up and saying, like, why does it need to happen? Why does the New Day have to? Why can't we just all stay together and support each other on our singles runs and this and that? And that the same should go for Bailey and Sasha. Because we've already seen all these other people get broken up. Mandy and Sonya, Alexa and Nikki, and even like Ruby and Liv at one point. But yeah, why does it always have to be, ooh, we turn on each other? Because that's not how it works in the real world.
So bring up Chelsea and let her feud for a couple weeks.
Yeah, she was supposed to have.
But she needs a match for SummerSlam is the thing.
Chelsea does?
No.
Oh.
Oh, Asuka and Sasha are at SummerSlam, no?
Yes. Yeah, I think so. Well, actually, I don't know if that got kind of like derailed by Shayna's.
No, I don't think so. Entrance, I think that is part of it because she said that she was rooting for her because she wants to take the belt off of Asuka.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
That's what we need to get to.
Okay. Well, I guess, okay, we can just kind of like wrap up SmackDown at the end of Nikki and Bailey's match because Nikki lost. Alexa came into
It was a good match. Like, we didn't really even talk about it, but it was a good match.
And then we got like the worst performance from Alexa because like, she doesn't care. Like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with her. She's like probably too wrapped up in her Ryan Cabrera relationship to focus.
Her whirlwind romance with 90s heartthrob Ryan Cabrera.
It's not even 90s, but still.
He's going to get older and older as I talk about him on this show. 80s heartthrob Ryan Cabrera.
She was just like, oh, Nikki, come on. You did your best. Trying to help you. Like, this is how you know that they weren't really best friends. But anyway, it doesn't matter because Nikki shoved
left her to the wolves.
Yeah. And friggin' the Fiend came out and what is it?
Scary monster Fiend. Mandible clawed her.
He mandible clawed Alexa.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, he did. But even then, she it was funny because I saw some stills from the show and everybody was like, oh my God, your face of terror. Like, no, she looks super bored. Well, maybe whatever's coming up for Alexa and this Fiend storyline will keep her, I don't know, more interested.
I mean, I would hope so. It actually seems interesting.
It's kind of main storyline.
Yeah, it's with the main title anyway. Mm-hmm.
So on Raw, Bayley and Sasha came out, and now they have a movie trailer, basically. It was so funny. It started with, like, in a world.
Yeah, that was good.
And then, yeah, Shayna Baszler came out, because they were backstage.
That was when Asuka...
No, they were backstage.
Yeah, but Asuka put her stupid... not her stupid, but her little, like... yelling at them, her message to them at the end of their promo, and that's when they were all like, what the hell?
Because they were backstage premiering their new package, yeah. Asuka, they cut to her, cutting her promo, so Bayley and Sasha were upset, and then Shayna came out of nowhere, and then she just clocked Sasha.
That looked like it hurt. It looked like she punched her.
Like, straight up. I like how...
She's just trying to build, like, a feud.
I really like how neither one of them, Bayley or Sasha, get beat up by somebody else or get hit. The other one's just kind of like, are you okay? Or they never go step after to the other person.
Yeah.
And I think it's because they know she got it. She's fine.
They believe in the other one.
See
if the other one got up, then yeah, that we attack. But if you're gonna stay on your ass for a second, okay.
Let's just all stay down here.
We'll all stay down here.
The Kevin Owens had his show with special guest Ruby Riott, and this is kind of not consistent, but whatever. We have to buy into it. Ruby was. I guess, I don't know, she never really explained why she did what she did to Liv, other than maybe being jealous or, yeah, like feeling like she wasn't needed.
That's what it was.
That's what it was, not she jealous.
She came back and everybody was fine without me, so I hit you in the face.
Sorry,
I was saying it would have been so much better if she was like, I just needed to get you here this close. So I could kick you in the face and then dropped her again. It would have been so much better than what we actually got. Because then she could have been like a psycho, like Joker kind of just mayhem character who like totally catfished this girl into coming back. And then just to kick her in the face would have been great.
No, instead it was like a little reunion. It was kind of awkward. But Kevin Owens was like, just... Like, we want to let Liv hear you out or something like that. Yeah. So they came out on Raw Talk. Because
this is the man who powerbombed his best friend through table after table. Right. Like,
so he knows.
All the way to multi-million-dollar contracts for both of them.
Well. but he's trying to say, like, that's not the way to do it. Whatever. they came out on Raw Talk to just kind of... recap, I guess, what happened, and they were asking, so are you guys friends now? And they're just like, no, there's a lot that we need to, like, talk. We haven't had a chance to really, like, go over this and stuff. So there, what's the Facebook status? Oh, it's complicated. That's their status right now, their relationship.
I don't know. I'm not that old yet. I completely forgot that this part happened, and it wasn't because it was, like, terrible, but... I, like, wasn't into it, and everything else was so good this week that I completely forgot about this one.
Nia Jax came out later, and she, you know, mentioned her millions of fans. They do exist, because Total Divas is a thing. But,
Oh, I've seen people on Twitter defending Nia Jax.
So she, came out, she was supposed to apologize to that man that she beat up last week. Pat?
I don't know.
I don't know who he is.
They never gave his name.
She was supposed to apologize to him, but then, I don't know. I don't know how it went down. Somebody, was it him that told her that she's suspended?
Yeah.
Like, indefinitely, without pay?
Yeah, because she didn't say you're sorry or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah, he was telling, that's right. He told her.
I forgot that happened. Savior of WWE.
First he told her that she was suspended without pay, and then he was like, calm down, Nia, calm down. Like, yeah, okay.
You brought this on yourself. I mean, he sucks, but maybe we should erect a little statue of him outside of WWE headquarters.
No way. You don't, like, tell a woman she's, like, suspended without pay and then tell her to calm down. Like, well, dude, he deserves to get swirlied.
I'm not saying he shouldn't. We should get a statue of him getting swirlied. This man got swirlied because he sucks so much. And we also got rid of Naya that day.
Maybe, I don't know. She's it doesn't keep make coming, sense I'm for sure. her to be around, especially with the way she's been performing. It's never, yeah, it's just like never, like fully, it's not realized. It's not, like, she's just, her character's not that.
With no crowd, I wonder how they're going to try and, like, get her there. Like, usually people that are suspended will buy tickets and then just show up there. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I don't know how they're planning on that to work. Quarantine wrestling sucks.
Well, that would be a little bit interesting if she still kept showing up. Maybe she's on commentary.
No, she's suspended without pay. She can't be there. Also, I don't want to hear Naya on commentary.
Are you sure you don't want to listen to that? It's not the best, but so later there was a match between Sasha and Shayna. The finish to this match was still kind of weird, but the match itself was really good. Yeah. Like, it was, this was like the fast and like dirty type of, like, not sloppy, but like the way you're saying, like messy.
A match, yeah. Like a fight.
Because Sasha and Shayna haven't faced off against each other.
Yeah, they had Shayna this whole time. Imagine the fights and feuds we could have been having with her this whole time.
Well, it's okay, because now we're going to have Shayna to tie us over for the rest of the year. Oh, yeah. While we're all still in pandemic mode.
Yeah, that was a good match. I really liked it.
Sasha couldn't do as much trash talking, because as soon as she started, she'd get kicked in the face. Shayna was able to get out of her bank statement, too. Doing the old Shotzi dip. But still, like, Sasha got her Hurricana in on Shayna, and that looked, like, that sounded bad.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's just bodies on that mat. But, yeah, the way it ended was really dumb, because Asuka came out and beat up Bayley, who was ringside, and then the bell rang.
That was the stipulation of the match. That's how Sasha agreed to bring the belt to that match with Asuka. She told Steph, if I win this week, me and Bayley are one. And if one of us gets hurt, it's a disqualification.
So Bayley getting beat up by Asuka counts as a DQ against Sasha?
Yes, because they have achieved WWE singularity. They are one entity.
Guess that makes sense. Well, anyway, after
now that, then they can't be split up.
There we go. Thank you. So they left. They left, and then it was Shayna and Asuka that were in the ring together, and that's when Shayna told Asuka that she really wants her to win. She's like rooting for her because she wants her to get that belt, because she wants to take it off of Asuka.
Oh, that is the feud I've been waiting fucking years for. We never got it because stupid Asuka had to go get hurt.
She got hurt? No, she left to main roster.
Yeah, but she never lost her belt. She got hurt and she relinquished it.
I guess I had forgotten she got hurt. I just thought she went out on top. Well, she did, but...
Yeah, she was a champion.
I think it was because of an injury that she had to leave.
I didn't look it up, but it was either Ember Moon or Shayna that hurt her. Or Shayna was coming up, I think. Shayna hadn't gotten her first championship yet, even.
Well, yeah, so she's... Yeah, basically Shayna, Asuka are talking about that. But then Sasha comes out. And what was it? Is it that... if Asuka or... That Asuka wants a match at SummerSlam?
Yeah.
Then so then Shayna has to beat Bayley.
No, Asuka is fighting Bayley.
Oh, I thought it was Shayna.
No, Asuka is fighting Bayley. Oh, okay. If you want a match, you have to go through Bayley.
Yeah, and I like how Bayley's just like, thanks.
She's got the confidence in her friend. She believes in her.
She wasn't very thrilled about that.
Yeah, but think about it. Anytime that you're pushed, you're like, fine, I'll do it. You're not going to be happy about it.
Yeah. Well, that'll be next week on Raw. You know what we also forgot was part of the Kevin Owens show? Was it the Iconics showed up?
Yeah. Yeah, even with them, like, that whole thing was just so forgettable.
Yeah, well, there's just so much going on, I feel like. But that wasn't like the standout, because the main thing was just Ruby and Liv getting back together. Because what happened was the Iconics were saying that they would be good guests for the Kevin Owens show. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, yeah, well, anyway, I have Ruby tonight. They came out to bully Ruby and Liv some more. And they both attacked the Iconics. Because what did Liv say? She was like, I don't know. When they're together, there's always a, like, no one causes a riot like them.
No one starts a riot like us.
That's silly.
No one cared about the riot squad, and one of you is gone now. Like,
that's what the other thing was. They gave more clarification on what their whole bit was, and it was to shut up people like the Iconics, or to shut up the women like the Iconics. We never got that from when the riot squad was around.
Who's on top? Like, yeah. Look at who's, like, Bayley and Sasha are in charge of everything right now. And they're the dicks. They're not, like, Iconics or Charlotte Flair. Get out of here.
Well, who were they, like, terrorizing when they came out?
I don't even remember. Other than
just setting off fireworks in the toilets.
Is that something they did?
I don't think so. I think we joked about that, though.
Oh, man.
They played, like, mild pranks. Backstage, that was their riot.
They like took people's food.
Yeah,
that was it. Oh, we messed up the craft service table. We put the pretzels on the far end of the table. That's Liv's idea of a riot. Nobody starts a riot like us.
That's it. Like this, I think it was on this episode where we got a little bit more background on the riot squad that we never got when they were around. But, yeah, so that was that. NXT, there was a whole qualification match to be number one contender for the championship. So Rhea Ripley and Dakota kicked it off. I saw the results before I watched the match.
Yeah.
And the entire time I'm watching the match, I was thinking, how did Dakota pull this off? She was getting her ass handed to her. How did this, like, work out? Because I don't think we saw, like, any indication that Raquel got involved.
Yeah. Which, where is she? She should have totally been here.
Well, Mercedes Martinez got involved instead. And it's because Robert Stone has an obsession with Rhea Ripley. That's why this is happening.
She could have just said yes in the first place.
And we... See, we knew a good business decision.
We would have saved ourselves a whole lot of trouble and a whole lot of Mercedes Martinez matches.
Because there was a backstage segment where they asked, like, why Mercedes got involved. And Robert Stone basically said, Rhea might be done with Robert Stone brand, but we're not done with Rhea. Somebody needs to watch Rhea because Robert Stone is getting really scary now.
Yeah.
He's going to kidnap Rhea.
I'm glad I jumped off of that bandwagon real quick.
Yeah, that's going to be his, like, mission in not pushing Aaliyah and Mercedes. It's just...
They showed how tough Dakota was, though.
Yeah, she was totally, like, Homer Simpson-ing it. I was going to
ruin her in that match. She's just going to beat the crap out of her whenever they finally fight.
Yeah, this one was, like... Again, I was just like, how is she winning this match? She's basically, like, limp.
Yeah, but she kept kicking out of everything.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah. How was she doing it is what I wanted to know, because what was it? When Rhea went for her riptide, that's when Dakota reversed it into a DDT.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't put away Rhea, and that's when she got kicked by Mercedes on the outside. I don't know what was going on with, like, the ref and why he wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, I didn't remember that sequence either. It was also, like, it was disappointing, I guess. I wish we had a better feud coming out of Rhea and Dakota. I wish we had Rhea and Raquel fighting.
Well, the whole thing with NXT that I've accepted is everybody gets a turn. So it's Dakota's turn, guys.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, why is Mercedes here?
Oh, I'm thinking, why is Dakota in this title picture? Clearly, Rhea's the better one.
Yeah.
So they're the ones that started the match, or started the show, and then the second match that we got later on was Tegan versus Indy Hartwell, which wasn't wasn't obviously the best night of or match of the night or week.
It was good though. I don't remember not liking it, and I remember thinking, okay, this works better than her and Shotzi.
Tegan
is better than Shotzi and Indy.
Because they're both.
Because Tegan's closer to Indy's level.
Say slower.
Yeah, and she's also like she doesn't do quite the same moves that Shotzi does. Where Shotzi's just like a show stealer.
Well, Tegan can't because she has her knee brace on. So I guess that does kind of put her on Indy's class or whatever. But the beginning was kind of funny because Indy was bragging about beating Shotzi last week. She's like, you know I beat her? And then Tegan was like, yeah, cool. Headbutt her in the...
This is where I was saying Tegan should combine her moveset of all of... Like, just one move from every single old school wrestler. Because then everybody would be like, oh, shit. And, like, she'll really start to get over that way.
I could see that. Because what is... She does Lady Kane. She does that choke slam. What did she do this time? You called it out.
I don't think it was anything this time necessarily, but I think
she should have done rock bottom.
Yeah, or that, either that or she jumped on someone like Stone Cold's Thez Prez, but I don't think she stayed and like kicked her or stayed and punched her the way Stone Cold did. And I was just thinking of like the old video games where I would just put together, favorite moves for one wrestler so you could just do them over and over again. I was thinking that's what she should do.
So that was that match. Tegan won. No surprise there, I guess.
Yeah. It's Indy. Everybody should beat Indy.
Aww.
Except she did beat Shotzi, I guess.
So Dakota faces Io next week? Is that happening next week, or is there like a special event?
I don't know, actually. I think they might be saving that for TakeOver.
Maybe TakeOver? Well, she's number one contender, Dakota. So that'll happen soon. Still nothing from NXT UK. I think there something happened, or Jazzy posted that she was going to get to wrestle again soon.
They're doing a takeover, aren't
they?
They're
doing a takeover, yeah. So that must have been what they were probably taping for. So maybe that'll, unless we totally missed a takeover. Nah, they're still doing archive shows, so we haven't gotten any updates. AEW, though, had their tag team tournament cup. What did they call it? The Women's Tag Team Tournament Cup?
I don't remember. It's something about like a draw, though, because they had to draw their opponents.
Yeah, so the women have to choose a color.
Yeah.
Do they have chips? I don't know. They just choose a color, and that's how they get paired up as a team. So the episode that they showed for this was on YouTube. We saw Arion get paired up with Nyla Rose.
Yeah.
And then the Nightmare Sisters, which is Brandi Rhodes and Allie, they coincidentally chose the same color to stay together, which was that Brandi was distracting the reporter lady.
Was she trying to distract her?
Well, she was just like engaging with her. I thought she was just like distracted. Looking through the cup, Allie was.
Yeah, I thought Brandi was just distracted.
Oh, Brandi was just like, red is my lucky color. Blah 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 blah. Yeah, so they're together, and so the first match was actually the Nightmare Sisters versus that Nell girl, the fan that they picked up.
Mel?
Yeah.
I
thought it was Nell.
So, I thought Nell's from that
when she first came out. I thought her name
you
was,
talk about all the time.
When she first came out, I thought her name was Jenny. No. But it's probably like Melissa or something.
Yeah.
Well, she's paired up with Penelope Ford. Okay, so I didn't really feel this match. It was fine. Actually, the standout was Penelope Ford. So I'll give you that.
She's really good. She's gotten really good.
But, you know, they were cheating. They were getting in, like, one on the other. But I guess what finished it was Brandi speared Mel. And that was that. So I wasn't really interested in that one. The match between the purple team, Nyla Rose and Arion, versus Anna Jay and Tay Conti, who we know as Tainara.
Yeah.
That one was way better. Yeah. And I don't know if it's because, like, Arion and Tay were, like, NXT homegrown talent. But there is such a difference between the women in WWE and AEW. Like,
and everywhere else, really.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Like, they really are, like, they are a machine. And they are as good as they are for a reason.
Well, it's because you have to be so good to even be, like, considered for WWE.
Yeah.
Well, for the most part. We have people who they, like, brought from nothing. Like Aaliyah, who's finally good now. But, like, she was garbage for a long time.
Don't call her garbage.
Well, not garbage, but, like, her... Everything about her, like, in really, the ring and everything else was not good
until she got really good. It took her a really long time to get to where she's at. Because we were watching Tough Enough when she was still new with, like, the likes of Mandy Rose, mm-hmm. who...
is already on the main roster.
Not Tough Enough. It was a different show. It was a different behind-the-scenes show, but that's where we saw Aaliyah. And, yeah, like, it's just taken her a long time to figure out her character, what works, and, yeah. But Arion, or who she was Cameron. I don't know how she was paired with Naomi, because she was part of a tag team with her. And she moved down to NXT because she realized, like, yeah, I want to better myself. And she moved down. And then she ended up getting let go. So that kind of sucked. Because she never really got, like, prominently featured on NXT after that. But even then,
like, the bar is just higher for NXT people. I was going to say, even then,
she was still, like, a standout in this match. Tay was a bigger standout in this match. I feel she kind of, like, stole the show.
She needs to get signed.
And I think she might be...
WWE, I don't know, actually. So dumb for not using her.
Yeah. But I she like what she's... She
perfect for the Robert Stone brand.
Yeah, for sure. Well, she came out with those, like, create a player tag team once.
Did she? Yeah. No, she came out with different guys once. They were, like, martial artists. Because was also a martial artist.
And that was the thing she used in this match was her judo background. Yeah, I think she does judo.
Yeah, that's her whole thing. That's what she did jiu-jitsu. In NXT, too. It's
I don't know. Judo. Okay. So, what was cool, what I liked about just Tay going up against Nyla, she didn't back down, like, at all. She was just like, oh, yeah, I'm coming at you. Like, I don't know if she faced Nia Jax, but it's like, yeah, the girls are way scarier over there.
I had Bianca Belair squat me, stupid.
She did. Arion was in
Nothing
the match.
Nothing is as humiliating as that.
Arion was the one to start off the match when she tried to tag Nyla. Nyla was like, no, 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 you got this. And she was like, seriously? She's like, fine. And we got to see her, because they kept saying that, oh, she has attitude and do. And I wanted to hate that, but I mean, like, she just brings, like, her feistiness still. And, but at one point, Nyla did have to come in and save her. She double choke slammed Anna Jay and Tay Conti. But that, again, Tay was not backing down. Anna Jay took a good beating. I don't like watching her, but whatever. They were able to work on Nyla's leg, and that's kind of where it looked like they were turning the match in their favor, was just, like, beating on Nyla's leg. They didn't have to just take out Arion, because that's what I was thinking, too. I was like, oh, Arion's going to have to take this pin, isn't she? And then when I saw that they were, like, really going to work on Nyla, I was like, oh, maybe not. But either way, like, I was wrong, because Arion ended up taking that pin at the end.
Well, I figured that Nyla was going to win that match anyway.
She did not. She did, like, again, Nyla did another double clothesline, but Arion was still tagged in. And she tried to do her split finish. Like, she kicks her leg up and then lands in a split on top of the girl. And then that was her finish. But so she did that to Anna Jay, but she didn't realize that she had tagged in Tay Conti.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, she... Yeah, she could have won, but not good enough. But the cool thing, what makes me think that Ariane's probably going to stay around, hopefully, Nyla got in the ring with her to just, like, kind of, I don't know, it looked like she was going to maybe shake her hand or be like, oh, it's okay. And now she floored her.
Yeah, I think it's just Nyla wrecking people, though. I don't think she's going to be around for that much longer.
We'll see. Vicky, because she accompanied Nyla to the ring, she was yelling, or not, she was laughing at Ariane. She's like, you don't belong here. Yeah, what do you think about Vicky Guerrero being around?
No, I don't like it.
No?
I was never into... She came around after I had already stopped watching, and, like, I just don't care about it at all. She wasn't forced down my throat enough to endear her to me, so I don't care about her at all. Well, even though I love the Guerrero family.
I didn't catch Dynamite this past week, but I think Abaddon was on there either this... I can't remember this week or last week, but I did watch her matches on Dark.
It wasn't last week. I saw it last week, so it must have been this week.
Must have been this week. She had two matches on Dark. The first one, who was it against? Well, I'll talk about the one with... Okay, so it's not Killin King. It's Kylan, I think. I don't even remember. But anyway, she had a match with her. That one, I don't think, was as good as her match that she had with the previous week. Skylar Moore. Skylar Moore put on, like, a better match with her than Kylan King did. Because as soon as Abaddon came out with Moore, she was already just, like... like uneasy about having to face her. And like there's a couple times where, you know, she'd take her on, she's like, yeah, what's up, and then Abaddon would just be like friggin' Michael Myers style. She's like, oh crap, and she would run out of the ring and be like, no, that's okay. But then you know, like, that match was longer. It wasn't like, it wasn't a squash match, which I appreciated. It was funny, though, when Skylar Moore came out, her record is, like, 0-4. So when they were, like, outside, she was still able to, like, smash against the barricades. And it was way more, like, way more action, but also just, like, the character work from Skylar, like, believing that Abaddon is a monster or what they call her, the... Undead girl? The living dead girl. That's what they call her. She sells it. Like, she sells that story. Whereas Kylan King, she's just like, oh, okay, it's you. And, like, here's my moveset. But Abaddon won both times against Skylar Moore. Oh, okay, so against Kylan King, she did, like, a running knee, I think. And that's when they mentioned that that's how she won on Dynamite. But with Skylar Moore, she did, like, this, like, awful finish. I don't know if you saw the video.
Yeah.
But I don't know what you call it.
Is that not Kaylee Ray's?
It kind of looks like Kaylee Ray's finisher, but she slams them, doesn't she?
Kaylee?
Like, she...
She throws them like a pancake instead of straight down.
Yeah, so that's what it is. It's like these girls... Okay, Abaddon gets them on her back. They're back to back. She smashes them down onto their knees. Mm-hmm. But before that, she puts her gross-ass monster hands inside their mouths and then crushes them down. Like, she gets, like, more leverage, I guess, on their faces.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, here, let me show you really quick. Yeah, when I saw that finish, I was like, oh, what a gross finish. I like it.
Most of its grossness, just her face afterwards.
I really like watching
her. She looks like a zombie from Dawn of the Dead, the newer one. It's crazy. She's cool. I didn't know she was wrestling. I need to go back and watch those matches.
It's on Dark. And she's just cool because, like, she's rough and all, but... You know, when she gets taken down, her whole, like, Undertaker gimmick where she pops up, but also she, like, snaps her neck.
Yeah, it's like, not exactly like that. Like, she could just easily try and copy that shit. And, like, I'm the female Undertaker, but no, like, she does it well.
It's too bad she can't, like, dislocate her joints She's and, like put fiend. Them all back into to place. I bet you Alexa could do that. Like, bend her body.
Well, maybe we'll see her now.
Take note. Yeah, so that was on Dark, and I only bring it up because it's Abaddon, and I just want to
talk about her.
I just want to see her more. She's bound to, like, be more of a mainstay than some of the other women right now. I hope she should be.
Yeah, she should be. You don't use her. Like, you don't have that character and not use her.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you really don't like women's wrestling. Or at least, like, appreciate it and don't just use it as a gimmick, which they supposedly don't.
When I watch AEW, it just kind of feels like a slapstick for most of the
For the women's...
Even with the men.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
They had a whole debate.
Yeah, but that's like silly stuff. Orange not Cassidy's like the actual matches. Hey, you leave Orange Cassidy
I'm
alone.
Not saying it's bad, but I'm the just saying best like...
The gimmick of all time.
But even with the women too, well, I don't know. I guess
I feel like it more with the women is a thing. It's like they don't take it seriously as much as they keep on trying to say it. And it's like, okay, so we'll give you more of it. We'll give you this YouTube show. It's like, no, like, it's not that. Like, you're using it as a gimmick. Other than Abaddon and, like, a few other matches, maybe. Like, the Penelope Ford and Shida one was a good example where it was, like, it was a match.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, to break up the pace, like, here's this, like, comic show. Oh, women wrestling. Like, it's so great, isn't it? Like, it's the way that you use it. And yeah. I think it's, like, their fundamental understanding of it is so off base that that's why they're like, oh, okay. No, like, no, we got it. Here's more.
See, and that's the other thing. When you watch, because I've been watching Total Divas, from where WWE had to start and what they had to go through. Yeah. You don't have to also go through it
before you get
to your own women's revolution. Like, oh my God, like, you know where the mistakes have been made.
Yeah. You could have just started off on an equal footing. Just hire the best wrestlers you can find.
But they couldn't. Yeah, they couldn't do that.
Hire and push the best wrestlers you can find.
I don't know. There's just like the bright spots. This tag team tournament.
But it's the same thing with that whole. It's the same thing with the whole promotion, really. So maybe it is just equal there, because, like I said, the floor, the ceiling on there is super high, but like the floor of their talent level is also super low.
And it's funny because, like, you just see all the, like, the critiques of AEW, just like, oh, it's so much better. God, thank God for our saviors, Jericho and Tony Khan. It's really not that much different than what you're seeing on WWE because, duh, look where they all came from. Yeah. Where do you think they're building this model from?
I don't know where you all came from. Like, that's the shit you grew up on. What other promotions were you really watching then? Like, you were watching Pro Gorilla then? No, you weren't. You were watching WWE.
Yeah, like, the only different type is, like, New Japan. And could that model really... But succeed like, think over of like here, the, and their whole women's wrestling division is almost like, it's not that prominent, even though they have some of the best women over there.
Well, it's not at all. They don't even use them in their pay-per-views, I don't think. Yeah. Wrestle Kingdom still hasn't had a women's match on air.
So, yeah. I don't know what ever, like the, when they're, especially when they get into the ratings and stuff and they talk about that key demo, the 18 to 34, it's like, well, I mean, it makes sense why that younger group would like probably like AEW more because they're edgy.
Yeah, you're catering to a fan base. Of course they're going to do exactly what you want.
It's just, yeah, like, oh, cool. You've got the edgelords watching. But still, they have like this, I haven't looked too much into that AEW heels community. I guess it's going to be like a fan group?
A charge thing?
I don't know.
Yeah. Is that what? Well, I saw that there is a like a membership for something. I don't know exactly what it is, but Seems weird.
I don't know. I might have to look it up because I don't know. I just feel like all of this stuff that's going on with the women's division is more performative and just like not enough like talent and matches to back up.
Yeah, like,
to back
it up or to highlight them. Women like either writing or booking for you? Because my answer,
other than Brandi Rhodes.
Well, not Brandi. Brandi even said at some point, like, I don't have input on the way we book the women's division.
Oh, I thought this that was tag her team. Deal.
Well, the tag team tournament, I guess, was her idea, and she told them about it. Mm-hmm. But she said, I saw a quote from her that said that she doesn't have anything to do with the booking of it.
That's the other thing about that tournament cup. Usually in brackets, like tournaments, aren't there more?
Multiple tiers. Not all the time. Think about, like, not the Cruiserweight tournament, but, like, this, No, not that one either,
because we're already in the quarterfinals. We've started in the quarterfinals. Yeah.
No, that's how...
Because there's not that many women. Why not have just, like, a singles classic? Like, well, Mae Young Classic. Why not just have a singles tournament?
That's a thing in, I think, New Japan a lot. I don't know about the other indie promotions, but I know New Japan, you're like, I'll always see these little brackets. They're just like small tournaments that they run. Okay.
Well, I guess maybe it's like the...
But they also don't have a lot of women, so...
It's like karate tournaments. Like, if you register and qualify in time, you get to participate in it. So...
Well, they probably also would have... They would have had at least another bracket or another tier if they didn't have to put them in tag matches.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why not just have singles? Whatever. I mean, I think the takeaway match from this one was a Nyla and Arion match against Tay Conti. And I guess yeah. Anna Jay. I'm still not sold on her.
Did Shida wrestle this week?
I think.
No, that was last week.
I don't know, because I didn't watch the show this week. I was more like trying to catch up on this tournament.
Exactly.
Thing.
I still haven't watched it this week. So that's why I'm saying it must have been last week, because I saw her wrestle last week. And we talked about that.
Yeah. But yeah, so that was. Okay, so that's it then.
Yeah.
I think we kind of covered, well, other than Impact, but we never catch that, so. And it's always so hard to find, like, full recaps other than just, like, quick highlights.
And we didn't see any of it anyway.
I think maybe Impact should just be, like, a once a month, so I can have enough time to do my research and, like, really put together a report for you. Yeah, and nothing new on the Total Divas front. Because I didn't watch this past week. But did you hear about Brie and Nikki Bella having their babies a day apart? Brie was keeping her reveal a secret. She wanted to know when she had the baby. And they both had boys. How crazy is that? That's cool. Nikki looks like a total new mom. She posted on Instagram. And I was like, ah, yes. I remember those days. What? But she's like, Amy, I love it. I love my little baby. I was like, kill me. Just kidding. All right, so that's this week. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this coming week. It's been pretty good.
Yeah, it's been fine. I want to know what's happening with Alexa, for sure.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. I hope that her passion gets reignited, because, like, she does not seem into it at all.
Someone's got to break her and 50s heartthrob Ryan Cabrera up.
Freaking Paul Anka cohort.
Yeah.
Ryan Cabrera. Right. Well, until then, watch some more women's wrestling.